Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Hands and get your gospel groove and your gospel praise on. Blessings to each and every one of you, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. There is no other creator. There is no other God. Don't you believe that lie about evolution? We ain't come from no monkeys. Don't you believe that lie about the Big Bang Theory? How you gonna blow up something? Like one preacher said, take a whole bunch of cement, mortar, timber, wools, and all the products that you need to create a home, and then get some explosives and then blow it up, and then all of a sudden everything falls down to the ground in a brand new brick laid 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath ranch home ready to move into. That would be the same as to say that this is how the world was created, but that's nonsense. And don't you believe it? There is a creator God, and he has been the architect of everything that we know on this earth and in the heavenlies. And guess what? He's created everything in the unknown to us. He has created great and mighty and wonderful things. And I want to let you know, beloved, that now is the time, yes, Lord, to let our mind, body, and soul be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, and our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Right here on Fire, the gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and life for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire fire, the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and you too can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. And for our spiritual uplift, we will be embracing word from 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 12, where we read King David is suffering from the consequences of his secret. He has committed adultery with his warrior Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Y'all know the story. But after plotting to have Uriah die in battle, the child that was conceived from their adultery was near death, even as King David prayed. God sent the prophet Nathan to reveal to King David that there are no secrets that God isn't aware of, a lesson that we all should learn and govern ourselves accordingly. My special guest is here. We're going to be talking about secrets. Oh, Lord, we got secrets that we need to tell God all about it. And it's not because he don't already know. It's because we need to reconcile that space of secrecy between us and God. My special guest is here. She's here talking about transformational speaker at Behind the Mask Ministry, woman of God, Denise Stepney is here, and she's going to tell her story. She's going to encourage us in the wonderful ministry that she has. And then we're going to hear her testimony about how God is doing great and mighty things for her. And then a little bit later in the broadcast, y'all already know, we're going to have word of inspiration from international spoken word poet and Tap Into You guru, Reverend Dr. Woman of God, Anita Cup Priest is here. From my old stomping ground, the D, Detroit, Michigan is here. Love my people in the Motor City. Can't get enough of them. They just in my spirit. Amen. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members, your friends, anybody that's in your spirit. It could be a neighbor. It could be a coworker. Somebody that you know right now could use a wonderful word of inspiration that will bless them as we honor God in our own beautiful way. We've already had prayer, and we are so grateful to you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives, blessing us with prosperity, and keeping us to keep on this spiritual journey as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. But most of all, right now, we just thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
this crazy time for a beautiful life.
Oh, happy day.
That's what we talk about right here on this fire gospel experience. Lord Jesus, that's my man right there. Y'all don't know Harvey Morris and the House of Praise, Lord. I'm trying to tell you, you talk about some people that love Jesus, that don't have no problem, and ain't shame no way, no how. You can hear it in their music. You can hear it in their voice. They is all about getting their praise up and getting it up to the highest heavens. And to the glory of God, new music sent to me by that awesome man of God, Harvey Morris. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm getting my praise up right now on this fire gospel experience. Now, that's how you start a program off. That's how you start your praise off when you love Jesus. You ain't trying to hold nothing back. Ain't got nothing to try to convince nobody that you just doing this just for show, just for accolades. No, ma'am, no, sir. We are out here just expressing what's in our heart, what's in our spirit, what's in our soul, and what's in our mind, so that we can be about the business of honoring God with our lives. Amen. Because there are forces out there, y'all, that are out there to try to denigrate and decrease God in all around us, in the schools, in the workplace, even in places of incarceration. It seems like we, the carnal-minded people, rather, are just constantly trying to remove our glorious God from his high and lofty position as creator. And we, as the representatives here on earth, we just ain't having that. So let me bring my special guest on, awesome young woman of God that I am so happy to Kingdom collaborate with. She is a minister in her own calling. I'm going to let her share about that. But she is also the CEO of Behind the Mask Ministry, where at Behind the Mask Ministry, it is their privilege to give individuals a platform to come and share and talk about life challenges and struggles, whether they have had victories or are still in a battle to overcome. Behind the Mask Ministry, they are a ministry of healing and deliverance. It's their desire to point you to the source of all healing, which is Jesus Christ. They are a ministry where all are welcome. Their topics range from human trafficking to domestic violence to addiction or whatever your particular struggles may be. They are grateful, first of all, to God to have chosen them for such a great ministry where they are allowed the privilege to be open and transparent about their lives and where and what God has delivered them from. My special guest, she is letting you know that she is totally thankful to her pastor who had the confidence in her and allowed her to hold some of their events at their church, Bethlehem Temple Word of Faith Apostolic Church at 1521 Derby Street in Berkeley, California. She is blessed and humbled that God has chosen to use her as a vessel and an instrument to change and empower people's lives through her ministry as well as others. It is an honor and privilege to be a servant of the Most High God, spoken proudly and yet a humble servant, my special guest, Minister Carolyn Denise Stepney, founder of Behind the Mask Ministry. What an awesome, awesome woman of God that we are happy to present to her and introduce to everyone else, woman of God, Carolyn Denise Stepney, on this fire gospel experience. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Many blessings, woman of God, Denise Stepney. Woman of God, thank you for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience.
Blessings to you, sir. I'm so appreciative and humble, you know, as your guest today to talk about Behind the Mask Ministry.
Amen. Well, listen, we're going to be talking about several other things, and I don't want you to feel rushed because if we have to do this in series format where you have to come back and continue to share, I want you to know that as long as you feel blessed by this platform that God has given me, you're more than welcome to do so. So why don't you just introduce yourself to the listening audience, whatever point of faith that you would like to start, and let us know what led you to Christ in the first place.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm Minister Denise Stepney, and I am founder of Behind the Mask Ministry, a ministry of healing, transparency, and prayerfully deliverance to those who are ready to come from behind the mask, because we all have challenges and struggles that we face in this life, and God has blessed me to certainly come through those challenges and struggles in my own life, delivering me from a life of addiction and other things that I've gone through in this life. And, you know, sometimes we don't understand, why did I have to go through this? You know, oftentimes we come into the body of Christ and we have these outstanding testimonies, and maybe in the beginning we may not understand, why did I have to be the one that was molested? Why did I have to be the one that was in domestic violence?
Come on.
Why did I have to be the one that was ostracized and rejected? You know, but God has his purpose and his plan for all of our lives. And what I love about the gospel and what God has called me to do, and it's not about being a Bible scholar. It's not about being, I'm so biblically astute, or my doctor's degree, or whatever degree I have. My degree is a degree of a testimony of things and challenges that God has brought me through. And I share that with anyone and everyone that is open to hear, because I want them to know about this great God we serve. I want people to understand that there is a way out, and the way out is through Christ Jesus. So he has blessed me to go through these challenges, and to be able to share this with anyone and everyone is welcome at this ministry at any platform. This ministry gives people an opportunity to come and share their stories, their testimonies, whether you're still in the battle or whether you're not. Sometimes we can invite people into conversation, and as they begin to hear your testimony, it allows them to overcome whatever they're in, to understand that we're overcome by the word of their testimonies, and we really do overcome it. I can share something with you to let you know that, guess what? You mean to tell me you went through that too? But how did you get through it? Well, let me tell you about this. I went to bed crack addicted, spinning out for God knows how long, you know, and got addicted on a drug very late in life, you know, because of some challenges that I went through in my relationship, in my marriage. And I turned to something that the enemy thought was going to be the demise of me. But remember, what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for his good. This is the good that God turned my purpose around. This is what God did for me. He put me to sleep after being up all night long on a, what I call a spin out, right?
I
cried out to the Lord. And everybody has a bottom. And this is what I tell folks, even in my ministry. We all have a place that we have to come to where we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sick and tired of being in the muck and the mire and the filth of what we're in. But until you get to that place, there can't be the deliverance. But God will let you wear yourself out, because I got to the point where I wore myself out. So after being up, spinning out, smoking for probably about a week, I hadn't been sleeping 3 or 4, maybe 5 days, and I wanted rest. I was tired. And so I cried out to God. I said, please, God, help me. I don't even like who I am. And I was a woman that knew God and walked away. But God kept his hands on me for this day, for this time, for this person. So he put me to sleep. this is what I tell people. God will perform a surgical miracle procedure on you.
Yes.
I went to sleep crack addicted, as they say, right? But I woke up delivered.
He Amen.
Took the very taste for it, the very desire
yes,
for it. He took it away from me. And I've been running
mm-hmm.
ever since and never looked back to it.
Amen.
So I say that he
Amen.
Gave me a supernatural healing. So I'll tell
yeah,
people,
yeah.
look, if you're in a rehab, don't stop going. Whatever's going to help you to come through your challenge. But what I will tell
mm-hmm.
you is that one touch from him, one touch, one
yes,
touch
yes.
for a heart that's ready for healing. And you can
Amen.
Be delivered from that thing. So I thank
Amen.
God for this
well,
ministry because I've given people a platform to come and to share their testimonies and their stories about what God is doing in
yeah.
their lives.
Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, I'm going to tell you the truth. I have had my struggle with addictions as well. And for those that may not have received that one touch, I believe that God is allowing us to see for ourselves what our own bottom is, because, you know, that thing about it, I'm telling you, I had to continuously let myself see that my own remedies or solutions, because my thing was, I just want to just try one more time. I just want to just have this opportunity to just indulge as much as I can, just one more time. And I know that kept me out there probably for a whole nother year, just out there chasing my addiction, chasing that thing, trying to satisfy myself. And I've been at my lowest point, at my very lowest point in life, you know, where I heard God say to me, after being up all night running the streets of Detroit, speaking
mm-hmm.
to my people. And I never heard another voice in my head other than my own thoughts, other than my own mind's voice. But this voice who I knew was God said it again just so that I would not think I was delusional. And it said, speak
right.
to my people. That was 20 years ago. And at that time, I could not conceive of how God was going to allow me to speak to my people. So I said, well, however he chooses to give me a platform and an opportunity, I don't care if it's somebody at the bus stop, woman of God. I'm going to share what God has done for me. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
See, when these folks, I just wanted to jump in real quick, but when these folks are standing outside the gas station and asking for change, they don't know who they're talking to. They talking to
yeah.
one of the very people that was standing in their shoes. And I'm telling
yes.
them about, listen, you are better than this. Come on, woman of God. I just
yeah.
had to share that because your story and my story have traveled the same road.
Absolutely. You know, I tell people, you know, even when they, and I'm very transparent about my life, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed where God has brought me from. And I've shared
no,
this
ma'am.
Many times in many different places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I let people know, you know, there it has to come a point in time where I can throw a life raft to you. You could be in the
yes,
sea
ma'am.
Drowning, and I can throw the life raft. But until you're ready
yeah,
to grab
yeah.
hold of it, guess what? You'll continue
come
to
on.
Go sink down further and further
sure
and further.
Will.
So what I tell
sure
people
will.
Is, like, there has to come a point where you say, you know what? Like the man by the pool of Bethesda. He sat there for 30-something long years. And his
That's
excuse was, guess what? I don't got nobody to put me in the pool. And I
yeah.
promise you, Jesus came and said one thing. He said, wilt thou be made whole? So my
That's
question
right.
to people is, are you ready to be set free? Are you tired
Thank
of living the way you're living? Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He said one thing. He said, no more excuses, my brother. Take your bed up. Go walk. Oh, wait a minute. Get
According
your bed.
To your faith.
I don't want you going back to that. I don't want you to come back to that comfortable place. So take your bed with you and go on about your business.
That's right.
And this is what I tell people about your healing. When you are ready, when you are sick and tired of being sick and tired
Woo!
Of the life you're living, and it doesn't have to be a drug addiction, whatever challenge that you're facing, whether it's depression, oppression, whatever bondage that the enemy has you in, there is a way out.
Yes,
and it
Lord.
Is through Christ Jesus. I don't care. You can talk about Buddha, Judah, Kuda. It does not
oh,
matter.
Jesus.
There is only one way, and that's through him.
Mm.
So this
Amen.
Ministry,
you must be trying,
and God has...
You must be trying to make me run through this studio. Go ahead.
Go on and run through
run, my brother. Run. Take your run.
Let me tell you something. You know what they told me, woman of God? You know what they told me? They said that when the pain of staying the same overcomes your fear of change, then you'll change.
There it is.
When the pain
that part
of staying the same overcomes your fear of change, then you'll change. Mm-hmm. You can sit in that muck, admiring that mess, and let your soul slowly die the slow death of stagnation and fear and unwillingness to seek the remedy help that you need, just like that man that laid by the pool of Bethesda for 38 long years, if you want to, but you can't get that time back. You're going to let life pass you by, and you're going to be full of regrets and shame and embarrassment, and you will not be able to get that time that you could receive now where your healing is, but it only comes according to your faith. God is able. He's just waiting on you to believe. Come on, woman of God.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I often talk about it, even as we exist in society today, you know, and we often use a lot of cliches. God, I just want you to heal me. God, well, you know what God is saying? I need you to confess where the injury is.
Thank you.
Stop hiding behind the mask of your challenges and your struggles, and praise the Lord, I'm blessed and highly favored. And how are you, awesome woman of God? And I'll just respond with, oh, I'm so blessed and highly favored. When I go home, I'm broken. I'm
broken
because of hurt, because of past experience, because of molestation and other challenges that were never dealt with. So now guess what?
Yeah.
Here I am with all these challenges and all these struggles. And guess what? You will not only affect, you will not only infect everyone that you come into a relationship with, but you will affect them also. We have to come from behind the mask of all the things that we were taught. It's sort of like in the house of God. We were taught, you know that saying, they say, well, we'll go on in Vegas, stay in Vegas. I beg to differ. God wants you to confess. He already knows what the problem is, but he wants you to confess it with your mouth. You want God to heal your land? Well, let's start talking about how infected it is. I'm from behind the mask of, oh, I'm okay. No. We face, look, we're in a pandemic, as they say. We're in a pandemic. We're in a spiritual pandemic is really what it is.
True.
We need God.
That's true.
We need God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing we don't want to admit, is that you are the answer. If my people who are called by my name would what? Humble themselves and turn from your wicked ways, right? We don't want to turn from the stuff. And God is saying, get the stuff out.
Thank you. That's just what he's saying. And you're so right. Amen.
Yes.
That is a tremendous blessing. I'm going to show you how God orchestrates. I programmed these the titles and descriptive verses for these fire gospel experiences months in advance. And at the present time, you had not committed to this date, but the scripture verse and the title that I usually summarize at the end, and then I ask my special guests if they want to chime in, was already committed months before you agreed to come here and share with us. 2 Samuel 12 and 12, talking about the secret sin of King David for the murder of Uriah the Hittite for his adulterous act with Bathsheba. And the title that I'll summarize later on in the broadcast is called Secret. And here you come with a ministry talking about behind the mask. Come on now. But that ain't no coincidence. Let's talk about secrets, woman of God. Come on.
Well, when we talk about secret, we talk about things that for some reason or another that we think that if I show you who I really am, will you still love me? If I present myself like who I really am behind the mask of the makeup, the eyelashes, the weave, the wig, whatever it might be, could you still love me? And we're so afraid in this society today to just unmask and show people who we really are. It's like in a relationship, right? You know what? Mm-hmm. I have a lot of male friends, and we always have some great conversations. And I say, what is it a man really wants? My God. Because I think we as women have got it wrong. We're putting everything to dress up the outside, and everything that I hear from you men is about what we're looking for on the inside. So you're looking for the very essence of who that woman is. And we keep thinking, because we've been so programmed by society, that if we just look good on the outside, if we just got that banging body, like, you know, we see on Love and Hip Hop and all, look, honey.
That's right.
I'm a woman with four children, honey. If you're looking for a Love and Hip Hop figure, you got the wrong individual here. No, baby, no, it's not going to happen. So I'm just letting you know, what you see, baby, is truly what you go get.
All right.
So let's unmask a little bit. Don't be afraid.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit deeper, because we all have this intrepidation that, like you said, if people really, really, really get to know what I'm going through, who I am, that you won't like me. And what we're thinking is that not only you will not like me, but how do I know that what I share with you won't come back to bite me, to be used against me? And how do I able to find somebody that is trustworthy where I can open myself up to? Can you share a little bit about that process, about using spiritual discernment to be able to overcome fears?
And see, I like that you said that too, because, you know, it's very important that we who are filled with God's Spirit, who He has given us the ability to have spiritual discernment, you really have to pray about who your circle is. I'm not telling you to open up your secrets to everybody, because you can't.
Don't do it.
Everybody can't be trusted with it. They really can't. But I will say this.
No.
If it's in your heart and you earnestly say, God, I need somebody to talk to. God is not the kind of God. He is not the kind of father. He is not the kind of daddy that would send you to someone that would abuse what you share.
No, ma'am.
He won't. That's not the father that I know. That's not the God that I know, that when I cried out to Him and I said, God, I need help. I can't shake this thing, God. When my old pastor looked at me and he was saying, my God, brought tears to his eyes to see me in that condition, because he knew me before as the woman in church, as a young lady saved. I've been in the same church at Bethlehem Temple Word of Faith Apostolic Church, just for y'all who don't know. My pastor's Bishop Marcus E. Burns in Berkeley, California. But he has such a love for God and people that when he saw me, it brought tears to his eyes, and he said, my God.
I know it did.
But the church began to pray. Let me tell you something else now about the power of prayer. Whoever is listening to this, don't stop praying. Don't stop interceding for your loved ones. Do you know why I'm here today? I'm here because of the power of prayer.
Ooh,
prayer brought me back.
Everybody
else gave up, there were those who stayed dedicated to the power of prayer. I don't care what that boy looked like. I don't care what that daughter looked like, what that son looked like, what that husband looked like, Pookie, Nookie, whoever they are. I don't care how they look. Don't be deceived by what you see on the outside, because God is working with the heart. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep interceding. Every time you can get a prayer through, call their names out. Put them on the altar.
Call it. Call
it. Go to the altar. Turn your plate down. Turn it down and say, Lord, today I give this sacrifice of a prayer. I give a sacrifice of a fast to you, God.
Preach
on behalf of my daughter, on behalf of my mother. My daughters never, every time they hit the church, pray for my mom. Because I started wilding out in the late 80s in my 40s. And it all started from a bad relationship, and I just began to spiral out. I never thought that I would have went that way. I talked about folks that smoked crackhead this, crackhead that. And there I was. The very thing that I hated, I became. But thanks be to God, who's rich in his grace and his mercy. My God. Even though I went through those challenges, even in the midst of my filth, he kept his hand on me. He didn't allow the enemy to overtake me.
No, he didn't. Yes. Woman of God, I have been in some dark places, and I got good money to spend, so I know I'm good. But do you know, mm-hmm. I have been to some places where people looked at me and they knew I had no business there in spite of that roll of water money I had in my pocket that I know they wanted. And they
my
told
brother,
me,
you
they
are
said,
talking.
Look. They told me, they said, look, you all right this time, but after today, don't mm-hmm. come back here no more.
That
because
God.
I knew that God had revealed to them I had no business there. And they knew mm-hmm. that they were trespassing in God's business concerning me. And they did not want to be a part of my downfall. So they
mm-hmm.
said,
mm-hmm.
I want your money, but you know what? What I really want is for you not to come back here no more because you don't even belong around us. You're not even a part of what we do. You're not in your proper place. So listen, woman of God, I want you to hold your thought right there because we're going to talk about how we as Christians need to maintain our proper place. You're tuned in to fire. We don't take no shorts. We tell it like it is on this broadcast because we are all about kingdom building. We're not here for reputation. We're not here for fame. We're not here for fortune. Because, listen, we have received true riches from God that the world can't give us. So we good. And not only that, like woman of God Beverly Heath about to sing to y'all, we good. And guess what? We covered too.
Thank you.
Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
My Lord God. Thank you for your amazing, wonderful grace. When I think about those times, woman of God, Denise Stepney, that I have shed tears, I'm just so grateful now because listening to woman of God, Beverly Heath, singing about being covered in spite of all of the tragically foolish decisions that I made. Don't you know that the tears that I cry right now are tears of joy? I would have never known being a very virile and fully functional heterosexual man that grew up old school thinking that, you know, men ain't supposed to cry. We're supposed to suck it up and be tough and all this and all that. But nothing but a lie. Because now, when I just think about how God has graciously pulled me out of, like the King David said in the Psalms, he said, pull me out of that miry pit and place my feet on a solid rock of living where I can now proclaim truth and not only speak it, but people can see the change that has occurred in our life. That's why I don't argue with people about theology. Y'all can keep on believing that Christianity is the white man's religion if you want to. You're being deceived by the devil because it's not about no white man writing the Bible. It's about the miraculous power that lifted that man up off of the bed of 38 years of affliction and paralyzation. That same power has released me and this woman of God from addictions that held us yoked and bound that we had no power over. Woman of God, we are covered. So I cry joy tears now. I'm about to cry right now if you keep on messing with me.
But that's the beauty of God, because even in our foolishness, the grace and the mercy and the patience and the temperance of God goes far beyond what our minds can even fathom. We can't even understand why you loved us so. That when God, you should have taken me, but you took the next one next to me, God.
Yeah.
And even though I sat in a crack house and looking, I remember one night being on the streets and going down into a certain area, right? And I'm out hunting out drugs, and it's very late in the morning, maybe 2, 3 in the morning, on one of them tweak hours, you know. And I remember the young man that I often had bought drugs from. I remember him pulling the gun out and putting it to my head, pulled the trigger, and the bullet lodged in the chamber. So that if had it not been for the Lord on my side,
that's right,
God,
that's right,
where would I be? So when we talk about what seems foolish to us, like, God, me? You call me to this ministry? Me, just this little old black girl who from a very young age suffered through molestation, rape, and all the other things that I went through? Me? You want me to do this? Yes, you.
Yeah.
You.
Amen.
So he
Amen.
Covers us, even in our foolishness.
He does.
God,
he does.
Cover you. Because he has an appointed time for each and every one of us. I may have looked at you and not have known you and said, or even known you and said, honey, he lost. Ain't no sense of even, you know what I mean? No, I gave up on that. He just don't want it. And I'm looking at you from an external point. But God is looking at us from the heart. The internal man is what God is dealing with, not the outward man. Because outwardly, you're going to look at that boy that's on meth. You're going to look at that girl that's on crack. You're going to look at that woman who's addicted to alcohol. You're going to say, oh, my God. Oh, there ain't no hope for this, but that's the one that God has his hands on. That's the one that God will call into a mighty ministry that's going to save thousands and thousands of people through your testimony.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. That's because, woman of God, when God looks at us, he doesn't look at us as we are. He looks at us as he created us to be.
Absolutely. 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 He has a plan that has already been prepared for us. Our footsteps have already been ordered by him. Will we get off the path? Yes, there are times when we get off the path. But praise be to God, because there's a call on your life. There's a destiny in your life.
Amen.
There's a purpose and a plan in your life that God has called you to. And when his word has gone out on you, it shall not return void. It can't come back and say, well, she didn't feel like doing it. No, I've sent my word out, and it cannot come back void. It must accomplish in your life what I have called you
it
to
will.
Do. And trust me,
it will.
You can either come the easy way or you can come the hard way. It's up to you, but either way you come.
Amen.
He's a great God.
Amen. He's a great and he's an awesome and a mighty God. I just need to finish this that I spoke about before we go any further about those tears, because sometimes words can't express the joy and the gratitude that we have for our loving relationship with God. He restored it. See, I'm like you. It's not like I was a hardcore unbeliever when I made the decision to take my will back, which led to addiction. I was born again, saved, sanctified by God, but I stopped believing that God loved me, and you can't get no worse than that. And what I realized, woman of God, is that those tears will speak a language that my words never could, and God can hear those tears. Don't get me started.
Yes, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Oh, Lord.
It's the truth. He saw you in every lonely place. He saw you in every dark place. He saw you when, even if there were thoughts of suicide wanting to end your life, God sees you.
It was.
He won't turn you away. He's just saying, come unto me, all you that are what? Heavy laden. I can carry the weight.
Amen.
If you just submit, give it to me. I'm waiting on it. Every tear that you cry, I saw it. I saw the dark place. I see where you're at right now. There might be somebody on the line that's in a very dark place right now. He sees
right
you.
Right now.
It's not his desire or his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. He sees you. He's waiting
on
you.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful God won't let us mess up our relationship with him.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what if God... We were talking about secrets and the effects that they can have, not only on us, but just like this pandemic, our secrets can eventually affect and will affect the other people that come in a close proximity to us. So what do we need to do to be able to move beyond? I know we talked about getting over that fear. I know we talked about finding trustworthy people in our lives. But there's people that are listening to this broadcast right now, woman of God, that are kind of sitting on the fence, that may have never indulged in addictions of what you and I have experienced and what we've talked about. But yet and still, they still have some secrets. Some secrets that can still hold them back from the gift of eternal life. Because like I alluded to before, a lot of people in the church are falling away because the scripture predicted that in the end times there will be a great falling away, and people will be chasing after things that tickle their ears that has no spiritual substance. So it is so critical for you and I who are born again, filled with God's Spirit and His Word, to be that link to this society in our generation. I would love for you to speak to the importance of believers and our connection with the potential for people to be saved, how credible we need to be, how believable our lives need to be for real and not just play church.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, if we begin to really kind of look around and see all that is going on within the body of Christ, it can be disappointing. It can be discouraging. But don't fool yourself. There's a remnant out here of people who are living for God, people who love God, people who are trying with everything that is within them to line their words up, line their lives up with the Word of God. And I would say, pray. He said, I'll lead you. The Spirit of God will lead you into all truth. The truth of the matter is that everybody out here ain't a wolf. We got some sheep.
That's right.
We got some
That's
pastors
right.
out here who love God, who haven't taken down, who haven't allowed the world to infect them.
Thank you.
So
Thank
I would
you.
Say stay in place, people of God. Don't begin to take on all that you see going on around you. Trust in the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Don't start leading to your own understanding. That's why we're in a mess right now. People have started
so
leading
right.
to their own understanding. We got folks who are interpreting the word, and we got all kind of folks on social media talking about this and talking about that. You know what I tell folks? It's real simple. Stay with the Word of God. I don't
That's
care
right.
if they're talking about Jesus being black, white, look like Barney. It don't matter, because I promise you in that day, when you meet him, you're not going to say, well, you know, because you white, I don't want to come in. It's not going to matter. All this foolishness that's going on now, it's not going to matter. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the ark of safety. And those who say they are spirit-filled, born-again believers, hold fast. Hold
that's
fast.
Right.
Continue to keep your armor on. Stay geared up because the enemy is coming like a roaring lion, and he don't care who he slices. Stay
he don't
in
care.
Place. He don't care. So it's important that we that say we're born-again believers, that we stay in place. Don't be moved by every wind of doctrine that comes. All this foolishness. And got the church looking like nightclubs and everybody hopping and dancing and everything.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff. But no spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to know who got delivered. Who got set free.
Thank you.
That's what I want to know. Do everything that you're talking about, you're talking about this man saying this and that man saying that. I want to know, with everything and all the knowledge that you say you've acquired from all these different books and, you know, Jesus is black and all, I want to know, how has it changed your life?
Mm-hmm.
Was he able to take the smoking,
Amen.
The drinking, the fornicating, the adulterating ways out of your life with all your
Talk
knowledge?
About it. Talk about
how
it.
Has God changed your, how has this book that you say has more credence than the Word of God, how has it changed your life? Who have you affected to call come out of some kind of sin or degradation? What has it done? Stay in place. Don't be moved
Amen.
By what you see. Keep your eyes
Powerful
focused
word.
On him. Shut your ears down to all the foolishness. Stay focused.
Yeah. Amen. Powerful word, woman of God. Thank you so much. Before we let you get out of here, I told you time was going by fast. I told you.
Yes,
yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
What I would love for you to do is to share with us, is there like a Zoom platform for Behind the Mask? Because it seems like to me this is a ministry that needs to go national, if not global. Maybe you need to start expanding your media so that we all can take the mask off, because there's saved people and unsaved people that are still wearing masks. And we have not grown enough in our faith to be able to do like Adam and Eve and be bare naked before the Lord our God, so that we can be built up into the people that God has already created us to be. See, we're not living in our created purpose. We're living on purpose, but we're not living in our created purpose. I'm trying to define every single day, what is it more that I need to be doing to understand who I am in accordance mm-hmm. and alignment with the divine will of God for my life? Because I want to fit into that masterpiece that he's painting called eternity. I want to have a place where God has just reserved it just for me, and I want to give him my all because he's already done that for me. So is there a way that we can support behind the mass ministry, even if we're not in Berkeley, California, where you are?
Yeah, you know, there is, I have a Behind the Mass Ministry page on Facebook, and I'm always on social media, and any type of events that I have, I post to my Behind the Mass Ministry page on Facebook. My daughter, just today, we're finishing up my website, so you'll be able to go to my website and just click on the link and find out what we're doing, what we've been doing, our special guests, who we've had as special guests, you know. So I'm very excited about the website that's about to go up. But until then, you can always find me on Facebook under my Facebook page, you know, Denise Stepney, or you can just go to my Behind the Mass Ministry page on Facebook. And you can leave messages there if you want to get in contact with me. My phone number's on there, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, talk with you if you just want to talk, or if you'd like to be a guest and you're ever in the California. I do say this very clearly. If you are in the Bay Area in California, because I can't fly you out here. I'm not TDJ or Juanita Bynum, so I'm just going to let you know that. But if you are in the Bay Area and you would like to come and be a blessing to others to help empower and inspire others to their God-given purpose, please go to my Behind the Mass Ministry page. Leave me a message, and I will get back to you. And you can always just say, go to my inbox, you know, through Messenger and just say, hey, I heard you on the program, you know, would love to talk to you. Leave me a message. I promise you I'll get right back to you.
Amen. So share your contact information, because I'm sure there'll be people that listen to this broadcast. I'm blessed to be syndicated on 5 national networks that Kingdom collaborate with me, and they're going to want Woman of God, Denise Stepney, to be a part of their Revival Women's Conference or whatever they got going on. And how can they get in touch with you for a speaking engagement?
Oh, just, you know, you can just inbox me. And my phone number is, I can leave my phone number. It's 510-393-0488. You can always call me at that number. Or, like I said, you can inbox me through Messenger on Facebook or go to the Behind the Mass Ministry page. Just look me up on Facebook at Denise Stepney.
Oh, I like how she said that. She said, just hit me up, y'all. So she knows she means business when you start talking. But look, all you got to do is hit me up. I'm just one of your homegirls. I'm just around the way, dude. I'm just down here doing what I can for Jesus. Like the Williams brothers said in that classic song, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Just to let y'all know, I still got it. I used to sing in the choir. I do more than singing.
Oh, you go ahead.
I love God, and I just sing praises unto our God, because he is so worthy. Woman of God, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your recovery and recuperation in life, that you have found so much purpose and joy in who you are in God. It's a pleasure for me to collaborate with you, and you bless my soul just by sharing your testimony. I hear victory in your voice. I see nothing but prosperity in you and the work that God is doing. You haven't seen nothing yet. You are just starting on your path to doing those great and mighty things that God has blessed us all who believe can have, will have. You are on your way, my sister, and I applaud you in the beautiful name of Jesus. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you so much. And thank you, all those who are listening in, and blessings to all of you. I pray nothing but the peace of God rest, rule, and abide in your spirit and in your soul.
Amen. Listen, woman of God, if I take too long to invite you back, you get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, I got that fire burning in me. Put me back on the schedule so that we can continue to collaborate and tell the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ together. Would you do that for me, please?
I sure will, sir.
Thank you, thank you. Woman of God, Denise Stepney was here, and didn't she just bless us with so much joy and so much knowledge and so much sense of victory in who she is and what we can do in Christ also. I am so blessed to have had her here with us. Lord Jesus. I mean, that woman of God, she just came in like she'd been here before. She just came in like she was a regular participant in the work of Jesus the Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank God for all of you anointed people of God. I want y'all to just get in touch with me. I'm reaching out to people every day, every week to come join me on this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast so that we can tell the world about all the wonderful, great things that God has done for us and what he has accomplished in our lives. And this is just the beginning, y'all, because it's according to our faith. If you believe little things from God, guess what? You're going to get little things, and he's going to bless you on top of that because he's trying to show you that I have more for you. If you believe in God for big things, as long as you don't get too carried away with yourself and lose sight of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God is going to bless you abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That's not just me saying it. I'm repeating what it says in the word of God, and I believe it. And check this out. I'm a witness. God has been blessing my life all through the pandemic. Y'all, my Facebook friends, y'all already know. Talking about new home, talking about new promotions on my job. That's because it's not nothing that I've done. Only thing that I've done is try to humbly serve God as best I can. I know I asked woman of God, and I dismissed her, and I let her go and everything. But I did have one more thing in my spirit, woman of God, Denise Stepney. I had to bring you back. I don't even worry about protocol because when Holy Spirit God moves, I follow. There are some things that you said that I had intended to speak on, I need you to share about. Because there's one thing that people don't understand about the calling of God. And that is, are you sure, God, you call in the right person? When we know, when we have been to the bottom of the bottom, when we were sick and tired of being sick and tired, we knew everything about ourselves. I'm talking about we knew what our limits was. We knew what our inabilities was. We knew where we were at our lowest point. And when God came to us and said, I want you to do this, that, and the other thing, we said, God, I can't see it. Are you sure? Can you talk about the humility of being called into God's service before I let you go?
Yeah, you know, I just got to keep it 100. You know, the way and that God called me in, something tragic had happened with my sister-in-law, and she passed, and we both used to get high together. But I said, "But Lord, you took her, but you left me." And I actually was just dumbfounded the fact that I'm not that person that's been to the university or to a biblical institute, but I couldn't understand what could I do in the kingdom. And, you know, I'm finding out more and more, whatever God has called you to do, whatever ministry that God has called you into, do it. Look, go, do it, get busy. We got a short time to do a whole lot of work, as we can see right now through this world. So whatever God is calling you to do, whatever type of ministry that God is calling you to, walk in it, honey. Walk in it with authority. Don't be discouraged. Do what God calls you. If he calls you to it, he'll bring you through it, and he'll make provision.
He'll bring you through it. Amen.
Absolutely.
You're in good company, listeners. You're in good company because if you read the scriptures, everybody that is called by God, they ask the same question. They say, God, I don't know if you know who I really am. I don't think that I can make it. I don't think that I'm worthy. Guess what? We're not worthy, and we can't make it. And that's why God called us. Because everybody that's so positive that they can do it and they can make it eventually will lose sight of their need and connection for God and think that they are the ones that are doing all these great, mighty things. And those of us that have been humbled by life, even because of our bad decisions and poor choices, have come to depend on God so much so that we ain't trying to mess with God's plan, no way, no how. Woman of God, all we're trying to do is follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ to the best of our ability, giving him, like they say in today's language, giving God 100. Amen.
And I'll say this before you go. Don't emulate anybody but Christ.
Look, I wasn't called to be Juanita. I wasn't called to be a TD Jakesman. And no slight to them. I was called to be who God created me to be. Walk in that authority.
Right. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. I had to bring you back. Looking forward to having you come back whenever we can work it out. Thank you.
Anytime.
Woman of God. Amen. Woman of God, Denise Stephanie. I had to bring it back for an encore, y'all. I had to. I couldn't help myself. That's how I roll, y'all. That's how I live. I let Holy Spirit God regulate, dictate, and lead and guide me, because I promise you, I have made enough personal mistakes on my own where I realize that if I get too much involved and lose sight of God's direction, I'll mess it up every single time. But you know what? It's okay, because God is a wonderful and a blessing. And I'm trying to tell you right now, in spite of any secrets that have tried to hold me back, when I confess them to God and ask for his forgiveness, he sets me free. Because like Dexter Walker and Zion Movement about to take us before God with the message that I'm able to overcome because God got me. He got me, y'all, and he got you too.
No matter what may come, I am confident in this. God's got me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No matter what I think, no matter what may come, I'm confident in this. He's got me. He's got me. He really got me. Yeah.
God. I'm paying attention now. You can't turn our back on that devil because he will tie you up. He will create some problems in your life. But don't you know God is able, Lord Jesus? Come on, Dexter Walker and Zion Movement. God got me. That just blessed my spirit all together right there, right there. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel evangelistic outreach station. We're not just here just testifying. We're not just here getting our praise on. We're here reaching out to people. Be you saved? So that you could be encouraged to do more and believe more and trust God more. And to those that have not been saved from judgment by confessing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Because that's what we're all about. We are honoring God and we're reaching out to you, 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 and yes, you too, and yours, so that you can make a conscious decision to consider your relationship or not with God Almighty. Amen. Goes right there. This is that special, special segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, for you talented, gifted, anointed people that have a word, that speak life, encouragement, that speak inspiration to us, are invited to join me on Word Up Inspiration. My special guest for Word Up Inspiration is a mother of beautiful twins, two sons, in-law, and grandma to precious five. She's a doctor of metaphysical science, international spoken word poet, thought leader, Michigan unemployment appeals advocate, as well as global chair with the All Ladies Lead G100 Oneness and Wisdom Wing, and serves as a field advocate, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Currently, she and her family are ambassadors with buildon.org, raising funds to build a school in Burkina Faso, Africa. She is also author of Reflections of an Angel, Book of Poetic Affirmations. Her mantra, Touch on Trust, We Are Human and Divine, Catholic Youth and the Poor Woman. Her message for the fabulous 50 plus is that it ain't never too late to get to know, to grow, to depend on, and expand upon a dream. We are perfectly seasoned. She has received many awards and is affiliated with several organizations. She continues to volunteer her time, talent, and treasure domestically and globally. And if you think we are not honored and privileged to have this amazing woman of God here with us, you just don't know how happy we are to have the pleasure to introduce to some and present to everyone else for this inspirational Word Up segment on Fire, the Gospel Experience. You just don't know, but now you're about to find out. My homegirl, woman of God from Detroit. Ooh, love me some Detroit, y'all. Dr. Anita Caprice to this Fire Gospel Experience Word of Inspiration.
Yes, Lord!
Woman of God, it's been far, far too long. Welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience.
Yeah, amen, amen, amen. Bless your heart. Thank you, Ron. It is my honor, my pleasure, and it is certainly, certainly a blessing for me to be here.
I just cannot believe how time just waits for no one. Time is flighty. It just gets away.
Yes, yes.
Years ago, by, we'll look up and think of just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You see things like what?
No, I was just going to say, I see things like that so often. I'll look at something, I say, wow, you know, has it been 3 years? Wow, was
Come
it
on.
2 years ago? My goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, they say time is, you know.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, when they say in the whole scheme of things, throughout the whole of it all, there is no such thing as time and space. Everything
amen,
happens in
amen.
The blink of an eye.
Yes, it does. We just so polite. We just waiting on each other to speak. But woman of God, I am about to just pass the microphone and the platform to you because you have so many beautiful poetic expressions that are so touching to the heart, to the mind, and to the spirit and soul that I would be remiss if I held you up any longer from blessing you with whatever Holy Spirit God has given you to share with us for Word of Inspiration. So I'm passing you the microphone and the platform so that you could be about the business of blessing us with these wonderful Word of Inspiration.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ron. Bless you and everyone that's listening or will listen. Bless you. God bless you. So beautiful, both he and she. I'd like to share this piece. Just, you know, it came to me, and I said, okay, you know, you follow that guide. And this one is called Empowered He and She. And I hope it serves you well and touch your heart. Inside the beautiful darkness shines brilliant light, the separation of the sky above from the mighty deep below. The earth is solidified. The treasure of nature originates. The cosmos of the sun, the formation of the moon. Denizen of the deep glide, birds fly in the blue yonder. The animals traverse the solid surface of the earth. A child of the universe is born. 6 days of manifestation, then rest, and then time. The stars twinkle at night. The moon gives light. The sun shines bright. And in the continuum, a child of creation is born. A beautiful child. A magnificent child. A child with the power, presence, and love of God inside. A child created in the image of I Am, the Genesis, and to reminisce, as Og Mandingo said, at birth, before his or her first cry, God whispered in the ear, you are the greatest miracle on earth. So now then tap into you and touch on trust. Believe in you and in your prosperity. Believe in yourself and in the skill of your efficacy. To doubt what you can do is truly being out of touch with reality. Now, yes, there will be some that'll say it just ain't true, that what you cannot and should not do is believe in you. Hey, pay that note attention. Here, let me mention. Believe in your wealth. Now, that's including peace, love, courage, prosperous, good health. Soul, beautiful, miracle, you. Express state in happiness. We all have dreams. Yep, that's what life, your love, imagination, faith, expression, your life is made of. So believe in you and in your dream, your prosperity. And it doesn't matter how impossible it is, you may be told. One thing for sure, soul, beautiful, both he and she. It will not be seen if you don't elevate that self-esteem. Raise appreciation in the skill of your hands and head instead visiting or staying stuck on doubt and dread. Dream on, soul beautiful, don't hesitate. Have courage, touch on trust, faith, don't you know your faith will see you through? Expand the inside of your hope, your scope, your vision, and believe. Prosperity always and in all ways is well within your reach. You just gotta greet and meet where it resides. And without question, it's the miracle of you inside. And while you're at it, touch on the creative within you. Believe how you want it, how you need it is your life's reality. You are and can touch stars if you'd only go beyond the norm. See, you got to embrace within the depth of your soul greatest miracle in the world. Your dream, living in prosperity, is the lesson to learn. The session in life represents the journey, the destination, the reason you were born. Now, it doesn't matter if it looks like the valley or the bottom of the sea. Touch on trust. Tap into you and believe. Believe within. And whether or not it's clear to you, the win, the inheritance, the right of abundance is yours. See, the source, substance, supply, and support is the divine within you, created in the image of I Am, laced by your heart, embraced by your soul, lined with the attributes of the divine, patiently waiting to contribute through you to heal mankind. See, you are the excellence with ideas placed in your mind. That's because, so beautiful, both he and she, you are the masterpiece, the creator's design. Thank you.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Let me ask. ask you something, woman of God. That is an amazing piece. And as a writer, I've written two books, been blessed to do that, but I also have written poetry myself. Did you receive that in one setting, or did it come in segments?
Segments.
Amen. Amen. Can you share with us how inspiration hit you so that my listeners can recognize how inspiration may come to them in ways that they may not have before been attuned with?
You know, I would be so glad. You know, one of the ways inspiration, and thank you so much for that, and thank you for enjoying Empowered He and She, Ron. I appreciate you. One of the ways inspiration hits me is walking. Walking to me is another form of meditation. But one thing I just realized not too long ago, see, we all have that God hour, and it's that hour that we wake up and go back to sleep. You know, you wake up and look at the clock and say, ooh, it's too early.
Yeah.
I did that for years until recently. I don't know, the spirit within me, I guess it was stronger this time. I realized when I wake up at 4 o'clock, cause it would always be 4 o'clock, you know, between that 3:30, 4:30 hour, closer to 4, and then I guess one morning I woke up and I got such an idea, and I said, oh, my God, this is my God hour. And what I want to share with you, audience, if there's a time, I just, you know, and this is, you know, I'm not saying there may be, this may be, for sure, so beautiful. If you wake up in the morning during a time and you look at the clock and go back to sleep, that is your God hour. You stay up, you will begin to be getting those ideas and inspirations that will blow your mind.
Amen. Woman of God, and to confirm what you're just saying, in case the listeners are wondering if what you're saying is legitimate, the proof of what this woman of God just says is that not only will you be waking at a particular time of night, but it will generally be that same consistent time to show you that you're not just randomly waking up. It'll generally be around that same time of midnight, mid-morning, because I go through that all the time. And that's when I realized, woman of God, this is an appointed time that God is calling me up out of sleep so that I can spend time with Him or
Absolutely.
Spend time creating what it is He wants me to receive for myself and then digest it so that I can share it with the world.
Absolutely. That's why I call it the God hour. My God hour.
Thank you. Thank you. I never had a title for it. Thank you. I'm going to share, if you don't mind, I'm going to receive that into my life as well as being my God hour. And can we pass that on to somebody else? I think you already did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, man, woman of God, listen. Why don't you share with us in the brief time that we have a little bit about one of your most prominent books that you would like for the readers to read and share. And then, listen, when we need more time, we can reschedule a full interview on the first hour in the near future. But right now, share with us a book that you want to promote right now so that the listeners can really, really benefit from how God is using you in this wonderful word poetic ministry that you have.
Okay, I will just do that quickly. May I mention the project that's going on, Ron, if I may just real quickly. Okay, so thank you. So the book it just got published is called You, Your Own Universe, and it talks about the intrinsic energies and connecting with, you know, just connecting and knowing. It's a self-recovery and learning how to trust ourselves and learning how when our body talks to us, because our soul speaks to us through our body. So that's what this book is. It's a manual. There's one part is a manual, and then there's another part that's a journal. And it's really, really, it's absolutely awesome. I love it. But what I want to share right now, because it's going to start Monday, I'm the founder of the Tap Into You movement. It's a movement. And beginning Monday, every second Monday of the month at 10 p.m., whatever your time is, we're getting together, just not getting together like on Zoom or anything, but we're taking time out at 10 o'clock p.m., whatever your time, and just thinking on peace for 6 minutes. You could talk with your family, listen to music, do whatever you do that resonates with you to think on peace for 6 minutes. And this is a project that's going to be going on for the next 12 months, okay? And just every second Sunday, nothing to, like I said, no getting on Zoom. You don't have to do nothing. Every second Sunday, I'm sending everybody out an email just saying, hey, tomorrow, 10 o'clock p.m., six minutes, think on peace. And all I ask that you do is just say, I'm in, because at the end of 12 months, the Tap Into You movement, LLC, will be issuing certificates of commitment, because we've made a commitment. You know, let there be peace and let it begin.
Amen.
With me. And we're making that commitment. And also, if you're interested, you can email me. And then also, I'm in the process of trying to reform senior citizen. And if you're one of those that say, I don't like that word, because I don't, what I'm trying to do is submitting a language proposal. Instead of us being senior citizens, we are seasoned citizens. We are the seasoned generation.
Yeah.
And if that resonates with you in that email, if you could just sign your name or something, because I'm collecting petitions as well. And my email address is tap into you. And let me just spell this out. It's T-A-P, the letter N, the number 2, and then YOU@gmail.com. So I just wanted to throw that in, Ron.
I got it. Tap into you, gmail.com. Amen, amen. And then you go ahead and put my name down and send me whatever form I need to you, fill out anyway, because I ain't going for that senior stuff, because people do not respect that word senior. To them,
no.
Senior means you old and you dilapidated and you need to go sit down somewhere. Well, no, senior means that we have been blessed and taken to a position elevated by God, not by ourselves, in wisdom, in knowledge, and application. See, it's one thing to have it in your head, but if it's not being fleshed out and manifested in your life where it can be fruitful to yourself and others, you just are walking around, you just a smart dummy. You just walk around with all kind of knowledge, but it's not benefiting you or nobody else.
No, I've done a lot of study on that. Even Forbes, the word senior has a negative, a non-productive, destructive negative connotation.
Yeah.
And the Tap Into You, our walk is called Tap Into You for World Peace. Tap Into You, Change Your Mind. This is global. We have Chile, we have Trinidad and Tobago, we have Spain, we have India, we have Africa. Mm-hmm. So this is not just a local USA Tap Into You movement.
Good.
So anyone that's interested, please, because whatever energy that's, you know, at this time and place, we need whatever we can do to get this peace together.
Amen. I was just sharing with my other special guest, woman of God, Denise Stempley, about the importance of those of us that have a relationship with God and that have spiritual understanding to be the link to our generation, saved and unsaved, so that the relationship with God can become a reality and not a myth, not an illusion, not some bedtime story that people are trying to pass on. No, but it is the actual prevalent and real reality relationship with the God who created us. We have an obligation and we have a great commitment to be the link to our generation, or else God will look at us and say, y'all didn't do enough. Y'all could have gone a little further. So, woman of God, thank you for that. Is there other contact information that you'd like to share in case somebody would like to have you come and share your poetic ministry, your testimonial ministry, your knowledge and scriptural knowledge? Is there an event, if they're revival, they may be having a women's conference, how can you be reached for speaking engagement?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, you can email me if that's happened to you, or call me. If it's international, you just do the 1 and then 313-605-8220. And then I'm also on Facebook. You can, I think it's Anita Caprice. If you type in Anita Caprice, wait a minute. Yeah, Anita Caprice, I'll come up. I think there's some other, Dr. Dr. Anita Caprice. Yeah, because there are several Anita Caprices, and I had to change that so that it wouldn't be so. But I'm pretty sure it's Dr. Anita Caprice. Yeah,
it
is. I'm
Dr.
looking right
Anita
at it.
Caprice.
And then I'll come right
witness,
up.
I'm a witness. It's Dr. Anita Caprice already. So, woman of God, I wasn't going to let you get away without you sharing your contact information. What you think? I'm trying to let people know who the blessed and anointed people are so that you can go out there and share your gift. Listen, woman of God, there are so much that you have spoken already. Let me know that we need to schedule a full interview so that we can sit down and talk about the wonderful thing that God has blessed you to be able to do so that you can be an encouragement to other people while we share about the goodness of God. So I will be in touch with you, and we'll sit down and schedule an appointment. And I just continue to pray for you, your ministry, everything that you're doing. You're beautiful in God to behold, and I thank God for you, woman of God. Thank you for joining me. Can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you so much. Okay, Ron, thank you, and bye, everybody. Blessings, peace, and love. Bye-bye.
Amen. And when I come back to Detroit, dinner will be on me.
That sounds wonderful.
Woman of God, Dr. Anita Caprice was here on this Friday Gospel Experience, y'all. What a wonderful, blessed woman of God she is. I don't mind being a blessing to the people of God, because y'all are listening to a man of God that has been so, so blessed. I would be remiss if I was not about the business of sharing my blessing with the people that God has just blessed me to be a part of. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Amen. I'm just feeling like going behind the veil, y'all, and just letting the noise of the world go to the back of the room. In my space, in my head, and to help us lead the way, will minister us, woman of God, to shower tears of voices, sharing about how wonderful God is and how wonderful it is to have relationship with this wonderful, wonderful God.
Wonderful.
We got to go way up. We're not going back no more. We got to go higher. Cause they can't keep me down no more. It's just your head and your soul just to be a slip within. Cause when you know that you know that nobody's stopping us. It's your day, it's your season. Don't pay your promises. Cause let your love shine through. Ain't no shackles holding you. We got to go way up, way up, way up. I want to go higher. Come on, clap your hands. Get up now and clap your hands.
Ho!
Just like a brand new Rolex.
Ho!
Got real big plans where I'm going.
Come on.
The world's like my mama told me. Be up someday, you'll be lonely. Can't live this life on your own. Find out someday when you're grown. Hold up what you're trying to do now, yeah. Future is up to you now, yeah. I know the world is on your shoulder. They try their best to push you over. Don't let them try to stop you, cause you believe in something. I know they sleeping on you, just keep dreaming. Take your heart and your soul to feel your strength within. Far too long that you've been singing sad songs. And if you knew the way to walk, you would never walk alone. Sometimes it's hard believing, but I gotta make you see. If faith unlocks the door, my friend, then Jesus is the key. I know. Oh, I tell you, my friends, I know. Oh, you better believe I know. Cause I
higher in our faith and commitment and patience to the things that we have learned in the Bible to our God, sons of man of God, Jordan Armstrong, taking us higher, higher, higher in our faith and walk with the Lord God Almighty. We are embracing for your spiritual thought and consideration from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12 and verse 12. And it is a wonderful blessing for us to do that with y'all on this fire gospel experience. The Word of God says from the NIV version of the Bible, 2 Samuel 12 and 12, you did it in secret, but I would do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel. Lord have mercy. Not before everybody, dear God. I was trying to keep that thing secret. Do you know there's a saying in the rooms of 12-step recovery meetings that says, our secrets keep us sick. Many fail to realize this spiritual principle in our lives and go on like someone with walking pneumonia, sick and still having some symptoms of discomfort and disturbance, but are able to maintain a sense of capable functionality, if you will. In our scripture verse, 2 Samuel 12, we read of the confrontational conversation between the king of Israel, no less David, and the prophet Nathan. Unbeknownst to King David, the story being told to him about a man of dishonor and greed is actually about him, King David, himself. 2 Samuel 12 and 1 says, the Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, there were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now, a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him. When King David heard this twisted tale of such scandal and disregard for life, he was furious. Until verse 5 says, David burned with anger against the man who said to Nathan, as surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die. He must pay for that lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity. Until the truth was told and his, King David's, secret was revealed. 2 Samuel 12 and 7 said, then Nathan said to David, you are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing this evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonite. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own. King David's well-conceived, he thought, treachery of adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of King David's warrior and servant Uriah the Hittite clan, was now laid bare and open before him. To his great embarrassment, humiliation, and shame. And that's what keeping and hiding secrets that we know are opposed to God does. Except the embarrassment, humiliation, and shame didn't just begin when it was known to all the world to see. Our dark secrets have full exposure to our soul. And remember, our bodies are the temple of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. We are also exposing dark secrets, which is the equivalent of some old smelly and rotten garbage not being taken outside the house. We are grieving Holy Spirit God. Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Holy Spirit, God resides inside of us. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Secrets are the tricks and wiles of the devil, which we cannot afford to be ignorant of. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, so that no advantage will be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his scheme. This was how the devil deceived Eve in the garden. He approached her with a secretive conversation where truth gets omitted and twisted. Don't we know yet that it takes just a small portion of the truth to make a lie look legitimate? So our first steps to reconciliation between us and our Almighty Creator God is to confess our dark secret. By the way, which he fully and already knows of, by the way, and just waiting like the prodigal son's father to see if and when we would desire a faithful and loving reunion. Amen. Lord Jesus, let them secrets go, y'all. Let them go. Give them to God, because I promise you, he already knows. We give our secrets to God just like we pay our tithe and give our time and service to God. It's an offering. God, take these dark secrets away from me. I give them to you so that you can forgive me, wash them clean, and then dismiss them forever and forget about them and throw them in your dark, deepest and darkest sea of forgiveness. I want to thank my special guest, transformational speaker at Behind the Mask Ministry, Woman of God, Denise Stepney, and also to Woman of God, international spoken word poet, Tap Into You guru, Reverend Dr. Woman of God, Anita Caprice. Thank y'all for joining me so much, so much. I bless y'all in the beautiful name of Jesus. I just want to leave y'all with one final word. Talking about those secrets, guess what? Our mistakes are the steps we take towards improvement. But we got to confess them, learn from them, and then forever, ever, ever turn away from them. Amen. Goes right there. Want to thank y'all for listening, and I want to bless y'all with man of God, David Whitfield II, from that amazing Whitfield musical family. Once we confess our sins and those secrets to God, God will empower us and bless us to do what man of God, David Whitfield, is about to say. And that is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and blesses me and forgives me and redeems me and lifts me up higher from the low place that we find ourselves in. Y'all be blessed in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And I pray that you continue to be that light that shines bright in this dark world for the cause of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the only hope we have for this lost and dying world. Amen. Goes right there. Come on, David Whitfield.
You can try to get it on my